Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, I'm Christian Sager, and this is Brain Stuff. Pop quiz. I'm thinking of a substance. Let's see if you can guess what it is. In its pure form, it's odorless, tasteless, and nearly colorless. It's in your food. In fact, a lot of the stuff you use every day either contains it or was manufactured using it. It's even in your body. Can you guess what it is? If you guessed water, then you're correct. Water is one of the most important substances on Earth, as far as life goes at least, and it can do some weird stuff. For example, it reaches a maximum density at around 4 degrees Celsius and then becomes less dense before it freezes. And here's another strange thing. Hot water can freeze faster than cold water. But why? Okay, this is a very old question. In fact, René Descartes thought about it and Francis Bacon before him. Aristotle pondered the mystery too. Today, we call this phenomenon the Mpemba effect, after a guy named Erasto Mpemba, who first observed the effect on ice cream when he was just 13 years old. His teacher, for the record, laughed at him. Well, who's laughing now? Turns out, Erasto was onto something big, and teams of experts would spend the next few decades trying to explain why water behaves this way. Scientists around the world cooked up dozens of theories, and none were able to completely explain the process. But as of 2013, that may have changed. A research assistant at the University of Zagreb in Croatia claims that convection currents in warm water cause it to cool more rapidly, and the Royal Society of Chemistry agrees with him. They actually gave the guy a 1,000-pound prize for his experiments, but he's not the only contender for a solution. A team of physicists at the Nanyang Technological University in Singapore took the question to a much smaller level. They claim that the answer lies in the bonding. Not, you know, hanging out with friends type bonding, but molecular bonding. Two kinds, actually. You see, every water molecule is made of two hydrogen atoms bonded to a single atom of oxygen. These are covalent bonds, which means that they share electrons between one another. This is a chemical bond. Separate water molecules are bound to their neighbors by weaker hydrogen bonds, which occur when a hydrogen atom from one water molecule is close to the oxygen atom of another water molecule. This is an electromagnetic attraction, and it's what gives water some of its strange abilities, like its unusually high boiling point of 100 degrees Celsius. That's 212 degrees Fahrenheit. So these scientists in Singapore argue that the Mpemba effect comes from an interaction between the covalent bonds, you know, the inner water molecule bonds, and the hydrogen bonds between different molecules. Here's how they think it works. When water molecules are close together, their natural repulsion causes the covalent bonds to stretch and store energy. As the water warms up, it becomes less dense. The hydrogen bonds stretch as the molecules move further apart. When these hydrogen bonds stretch, they allow the covalent bonds to shrink and release their energy. This is equivalent to cooling. So, according to the Nanyang theory, hot water is essentially able to release energy faster, leading to a quicker freeze. It's important to note that at this point, that work hasn't been peer-reviewed, so it's not a sure thing yet. But even if it's just a contributing factor, it's a promising lead to a question that's puzzled humanity for some 2,500 years.
Check out the BrainStuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.